with me. I'm going to read the 136th Psalm, Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of God, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down the great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. You know, whenever we are down, whenever we think that God may not be on our side, I think this is a psalm that we can certainly go back and look at and remember the steadfast love of God that endures forever. All 26 verses that was written here concludes with the same, for his steadfast love endures forever. And this group of verse gives us a sense of all that we should give thanks for. For God is our God. He is our Lord. And in that, it also talks about the steadfast love that endures forever. We get a sense of his power as our creator, in that he created the heavens, that he created the earth, that he created the sun, the moon, and the stars, the waters, the earth, all that is that we now have, that we live on. We get a sense of his commitment for his people, in that he delivered them out of Egypt, out of bondage, and brought them through many different trials and tribulations to the promised land. We get a sense of his love for us, in that he remembered us, even in our low estate, and rescued us from our sins. Even in the midst of troubles that we may face, and the sins that we may commit, God has found a way to deliver us. John 3:17 says that he sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God has given us success against our enemies. His unfailing love is always there for us. We are able to walk confidently into the future because the Lord will remain with us. His steadfast love endures forever. John sang a song. It's a song of invitation that I think the chorus just kind of capped off what I wanted to say today. Amazing love How can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me?